coronavirus.
竭力远离这些病毒带来的疾病死亡的威胁。
And we try our best to get away from the threats and the possible of a death caused by coronavirus.
我们生活在美国，我们的冰箱很少是空的。
While living in the U.S., it's almost impossible to have an empty refrigerator.
而且现在我相信大家每一家的冰箱里都装得满满。
And I believe actually, most of your refrigerator is full of food.
我们绝大多数的人，我们的银行账户上也大概不会是空的。
And I believe most of us are in our bank account, there shouldn't be empty.
尤其现在这个美国政府花很多的钱呢来救助在我们这个疫情当中遇到困难的人。
Especially now, the US government is allocating a lot of money to help those who suffer.
但如果有一天我们真的遇到我们冰箱都空了，我们的银行账户上也空了的时候，我们是不是会为明天而忧虑呢？
However, if one day it comes true that we have an empty refrigerator and also an empty bank account, are we going to worry about tomorrow?
当我们空巢的时候，儿女长成了，他们去读大学了，或者出去去工作的时候。
When our children go to school, go to college, or graduate to work, we have to face the emptiness.
我们心里好像空落落的。
We feel so empty inside.
当我们陪伴我们一生的亲人过世的时候，
When our family passed away,
好像整个我们居住的房子就变得空落落的。
It seems like the house we are living become empty.
那我们会觉得孤独，会觉得伤感。
We feel lonely and sad.
汽车的油箱如果空了的话，它就没有前进的动力。
You will lose momentum if you have an empty gas.
If 我们心灵当中产生空虚的话，我们就好像失去了人生的方向。
So if you have an empty heart, you think you will lose the direction of your life.
但是在2000年前的一个空坟墓，却是完全不同的一种的意义。
However, 2000 years ago, an empty tomb has changed everything.
耶稣基督那个空坟墓证明了他的复活是真的。
The empty tomb actually is a testimony of Jesus' resurrection.
复活的耶稣基督向他的门徒显现，最多的时候500人同时看到这位复活了的耶稣基督。
After the resurrection, actually Jesus has shown to his disciples, and even during the peak, that almost 500 people have seen the Jesus who has risen from the dead.
所以这个空坟墓改变了人的整个人生的方向。
So the empty tomb actually has changed the direction of our human being.
使那些本来无助彷徨胆怯害怕的门徒突然找到了人生新的方向。
And those disciples who got lost and who live in fear regained the direction of their life.
从此他们不再惧怕，不再惧怕死亡。
And after that, they have no longer fear of the death.
因为他们已经看到，亲眼看到那位复活的耶稣基督。
Because they have witnessed the risen Jesus Christ with their own eyes.
如今当我们至亲的亲人过世的时候，我们也不会因此一蹶不振。
So nowadays, even our relatives and family pass away, we will not lose hope forever.
因为主耶稣基督已经复活了，我们跟亲人的分离只是暂时的，我们在耶稣基督里面的团聚却是永远的。
Because Jesus has risen, we know the separation is only temporary.However, the reunion in Jesus Christ will be everlasting.
如今面临孩子长大了离开空巢的情况，我们也不会一直的失落下去，因为我们知道我们可以借着服侍这位复活的耶稣基督，可以让我们的生命变得更加有意义。
So even our children left and we are living in the empty nest period, we won't feel lonely and empty because our life can be changed by serving our living God.
我们不必为每日的日用饮食而担忧，因为我们知道复活的主天天在看顾着我们。
We don't have to worry about what we eat or what we drink because we know Jesus Christ who has risen from death is taking care of us.
病毒暂时使我们留在家里，这是暂时的，会过去的。
The virus has kept us at home, but it is temporary. It will pass.
终有一天我们会走出这个隔离的状态。
One day we will no longer be quarantined.
我们会回到学校，回到工作的场所，回到我们的教会聚会里。
We will go back to our school, our office, and our church.
即使有人因着病毒的缘故被夺走了地上的生命。
Even though some people have lost their life on earth.
但是病毒不会伤害我们在基督里面那个永远的生命。
However, the virus has no power to hurt our eternal life in Jesus Christ.
因为在我们里面的耶稣基督他已经复活了，已经胜过了死亡的权势。
Because the Jesus Christ who lives inside us has risen and has overcome the death.
这是我们今天来到这个复活节的聚会的时候是欢欢喜喜的缘故。
That's why when we come to worship our Lord on the Easter Sunday, we come with the joy.
耶稣的死代替了我们众人的罪。
Because Jesus' death has replaced our sin.
借着他的复活，我们看到永生的盼望。
And his resurrection has shown us the hope for resurrection.
当我们凭着信心来接受耶稣基督的拯救的时候，
When we receive God's salvation with the faith,
我们可以借着这个我们里面的复活的生命，胜过惧怕，胜过死亡，胜过疾病的威胁。
So we can overcome the fear for death and the fear for disease by the power of Jesus Christ inside of us.
这是我们今天要在主的面前为主做见证的这个信息，就是耶稣基督已经复活了。
So that's the testimony on this Sunday, Easter Sunday, that Jesus has risen.
所以当我看到这个撒玛利亚救援机构的这一段的短短的录像的时候呢，我就想跟大家分享。
So that's why I want to share the video with you when I saw, the work the Samaria priest has done during the coronavirus outbreak.
因为他们在救灾的过程当中呢，是在传扬耶稣基督复活的福音。
Because they were spreading the gospel when they were trying to help people during the pandemic.
因为他们的工作呢，在帮助人这个身体上的需要的同时呢，也关顾到他们灵魂的真正的需要。
Because not only they were taking care of their physical need, they also were taking care of their spiritual need.
我们为他们的服事感恩。
We want to give thanks for their service.
我们也想鼓励弟兄姐妹哈，可以借着奉献的方式、祷告的方式参与到他们机构的服事当中。
And we also want to encourage our brothers and sisters to get involvedby donation or by giving your prayers.
愿耶稣基督的福音哈，借着他们的服事，借着各地的教会基督徒的这个见证，可以让更多的人看到听到。
So we want to pray that Jesus' gospel will be spread by through their service or through the involvement of many churches and Jesus' followers.
今天呢跟大家分享的信息的题目叫做赦罪的福音。
Today, the message I want to share with you is about the gospel of the forgiveness of sin.
我们所读的经文呢是出自路加福音23章32节到38节。
And the Bible verses we are going to read is from Luke 23, 23 verses 32 to 38.
你们在屏幕上可以看到中英文的这个经文。
You can see both English and the Chinese versions on the screen.
那我会用中文来读32节到34节，请 Nadia 帮我们读用英文哈，35节到38节。
So, Pastor He will read it in Chinese first, and I will read it in English after.
路加福音23章32节，又有两个犯人和耶稣一同带来处死，到了一个地方名叫竹楼地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。丁丁就研究分他的衣服。
The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, he saved others, let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was a written notice above him, which read, this is the king of the Jews.
那这一段经文呢，是记载了耶稣基督钉十字架的时候的情景。
These Bible verses recorded what happened when Jesus was crucified.
34节记载了耶稣基督在十字架上所发出的第一个祷告。
And on the verses of 34, it recorded the first prayer that Jesus offered when he was on the cross.
34节当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，是他身体、心灵、灵魂当中最痛苦的时刻。
When Jesus was crucified, he was in great pain, physically and spiritually.
在这个时候，连他的呼吸、讲话是非常困难的时候。
During that time, it was hard for him even to breathe or speak.
就是在这个时候，他发出了这样一个向父神的一个呼求。
However, he offered such a prayer to God.
在他最痛苦的时候，他是怎样向父神祷告的呢？
So what kind of prayer he offered during his most painful hours?
他有说，父啊，求你除灭那些钉我十字架的人吗？
Has he said to Heavenly Father that please destroy all the people who crucified me?
没有，他没有这样祷告。
No, he didn't pray for that.
在他最无助的时刻，他有向父神祷告说，父啊，求你除去我身体上的痛苦吗？
When he was still most helpless, has he prayed that Father, please remove all the pain from me?
没有，他也没有这样祷告。
No, he didn't pray for that either.
他的祷告是说，父啊，求你赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Instead, Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
在耶稣基督被挂在十字架上最孤独最痛苦的时刻，他在为罪人呼求怜悯和拯救。
When he was crucified on the cross, when he felt so lonely and painful, he was still praying for the sinners.
他没有向父神为自己去祈求。
He was not praying to the Father for himself.
而是向父神祈求赦免那些罪人的罪。
However, he was praying to Father to forgive the sins of the sinners.
所以赦免是整个这个福音信息的中心。
So forgiveness is the most key message of the gospel.
我们有好多的方面来描述我们这个救恩，这个福音的信息。
So we can describe what is the the message of the gospel in many different ways.
一种方式我们说这个我们可以借着信耶稣得以重生。
We can say that by believing in Jesus, we can be born again.
为什么人可以重生呢？
What does it mean that man can be born again?
为什么人可以把过往的人生画一个句点然后重新开始呢？
Why you can say that my previous life is a period, I can start it over.
就是因为我们过往的罪将来的罪在耶稣基督的救恩当中得以赦免。
Because we can be forgiven by Jesus' grace and salvation, and no matter we sin before or we sin now.
在罪得赦免的基础上我们才能够得以重生。
Because we can be forgiven, so that we can be born again.
我们说我们的救恩我们这个福音是叫做因信称义。
We said that the gospel we believe that we become justified people because we believe, because our faith.
为什么我们在神的面前可以因着我们的相信而被称义呢？
Why we can become a justified man in front of God because we believe?
就是在耶稣基督代赎的基础上我们的罪得到赦免。
Because Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice, that's why our sin can be forgiven.
我们向别人传扬这个福音的时候我们说我们因信耶稣基督可以出死入生。
That's why when we share the gospel with the other people, we said,We can be saved from the death and enter into a new life.
为什么我们会死呢？
Why will we be dead?
因为罪的工价乃是死，因为我们犯罪了嘛，所以都落在死亡的结局当中。
Because the cost of a sin is death, and we all commit a sin, that's why we will all die.
但是当耶稣基督赦免我们的罪以后，
But after Jesus forgave our sin,
解决了这个死亡造成死亡的这个根本原因之后
，and he has solved the problem of death.
我们就有这种可能，借着我们的相信，可以出死入生了。
So it's possible for us to be redeemed from the death and to live a new life.
我们会说，我们所相信的福音叫做与神和好。
We can say that the gospel we believe is to make peace with God.
为什么我们可以与神和好呢？
Why we can make peace with God?
因为当初在我们没有信耶稣基督之前，我们跟神之间有一堵墙。
Because before we became the believer of Jesus Christ, there was a wall separate us from God.
这堵墙就是我们所犯的罪。
And the wall is built by our sin.
只要这堵墙还在的话，我们跟神之间就是分离的。
As long as there is a wall, we will be separated from God.
但耶稣基督死在十字架上之后呢，就把这堵墙拆掉了。
However, after Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross, the wall was torn down.
所有相信耶稣基督的人就能够与上帝和好了。
Whoever believes in Jesus Christ can make peace with God.
所以大家可以看到哈，整个这个福音的那个核心就是我们的罪因着信耶稣基督的缘故得以赦免。
So you can tell that the main message of our gospel is that by believing Jesus, our sins have been forgiven.
所以当我们读福音书的时候，从始至终都在传递这个信息。
So all the gospel is teaching us about this main message.
就是罪人首先要认罪悔改。
So sinners have to first confess their sin.
当我们认罪悔改confess and repent 之后呢，我们就可以领受上帝的赦免的恩典。
So after we confess our sin and repent, we can receive God's grace.
我在这里给大家举几个例子。
I can give you a few examples here.
都是福音书里面提到啊，我们这个救恩的本质核心是关于赦免我们罪，我们的罪这个中心的信息。
So I can share a few example from the gospel. It's about repent and forgiveness.
第一段经文呢是这个施洗约翰的父亲啊，在施洗约翰刚刚出生的时候所讲的一段话中的一段。
The first message is by John the Baptist's father. He said this after John Baptist was born.
当施洗约翰刚刚降生的时候，他的父亲撒加利亚指着刚刚出生的施洗约翰说，孩子啊，你要称为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的面前，预备他的道路，叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。
After Baptist, John Baptist was born, his father Zechariah said this, and you, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins.
人怎么能够知道救恩呢？
How can people know about salvation?
是因着他们的罪得到了赦免，他们才能知道救恩。
It's because their sins were forgiven. That's why they learn about salvation.
预备救恩，成就救恩，这是神要做的事情。
To prepare for the salvation and to complete the salvation is the work of God.
耶稣基督来就是成就这个救恩的全部。
When Jesus came, he was to complete the salvation.
当耶稣基督成就在十字架上成就这个救恩之后，这个救恩已经在那里了。
When Jesus completed the salvation on the cross, the salvation is already there.
人怎么能知道呢？人怎么能够得到呢？
But how can people know or even get it?
就是因着认罪悔改，罪得赦之后就知道救恩。
It's by confess their sin and they repent, then they can know and receive the grace.
所以这是施洗约翰的父亲指着施洗约翰所发出的这个话语。
And that's the message by the father of John Baptist.
这也是施洗约翰一生服事的中心。
And this is also the central message of John Baptist's service.
就是呼唤人悔改。
To call people to repent.
把心预备好了。
So he asked people to prepare their heart.
准备认识知道这个救恩，也接受这个救恩的主的降临。
So they can prepare themselves to know the Jesus and to accept the Jesus.Salvation.
他到处向人去宣告说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
He proclaimed everywhere to people that the kingdom is near, you have to repent.
这是施洗约翰一生的工作，为耶稣基督的到来呢，来铺平道路。
So that's the work of John Baptist. He was paving the way for Jesus coming.
那基督也照着神的应许的时间来到了。
And Jesus also came according to God's time.
那基督来了以后，传讲的最清楚、最直接的一个信息也是这样：天国近了，你们要悔改。
And this is also a message, the main message from Jesus Christ that the kingdom is near. You have to repent.
这是整个福音信息的中心，人只有认罪悔改。才能够得赦免，得永生。
So this is the key message of the gospel. People can only be saved by confessing their sins and repent.
有一次啊，有一个这个摊子听到耶稣基督来到这个村庄里了。
There was a time a paralytic came to Jesus when he heard about Jesus.
他很急迫的要来到耶稣的面前，请求耶稣来医治他这个瘫子的这个病。
He was so eagerly came to Jesus because he wanted to be healed.
他的四个朋友也非常替他着急，这是一个好机会啊，如果错过了不知道什么时候耶稣再经过这里了。
So four of his friends are also eager to help him because this is such a great opportunity. Once they miss it, they never know when they were going to meet Jesus again.
所以这四个朋友呢就用一个褥子抬着这个摊子呢来见耶稣。
So they carry this paralytic man with on the mat to meet Jesus.
但当他们来到这个耶稣这个所住的那个房间的门口的时候，发觉哇，这个有大问题了。
But they found there's a problem when they came before the house where Jesus stayed.
因为房子里面、房子外面都挤得满满的人，他们根本就进不去的。
Because the house was overwhelmed with the people, they couldn't get in.
所以他们就一不做二不休啊，他们就跑到这个房顶上，把这个房顶拆了以后呢，把这个摊子从房顶上坠下来，坠到耶稣的面前。
So that they went to the roof and they tore down the roof so their friends could be put in front of Jesus.
你就知道哈，他们是何等的急迫要求耶稣基督的医治。
So you can tell what a sense of urgency they have that they want Jesus to heal this paralytic.
那当耶稣基督看到这个场景的时候，
When Jesus saw this,
那耶稣没有先医治这个摊子的摊子的病。
Jesus didn't heal him first.
而是讲了一句话说，因着你的信心，你的罪得赦免了。
However, Jesus said, He says, friend, your sins are forgiven because you faith.
周围的人听到以后都议论纷纷。
So people start to gossip, you know, when they heard this.
他们就开始讲话说，谁有权柄可以赦免人的罪呢？
They spoke to one another who has the power to forgive people's sins.
只有上帝可以赦免人的罪啊。
Only God can forgive people's sins.
那这个时候可能这个摊子和他四个朋友心里也在嘀嘀咕咕的。
Maybe this paralytic and his friend also are murmured inside of their heart.
因为耶稣的这种反应有一点出乎他们的意料。
Because Jesus' reaction was unexpected.
他们所盼望的是身体得医治。
They were hoping for the physical healing.
耶稣却没有先医治他的身体，却说因着你的信，你的罪得以赦免了。
However, Jesus didn't heal him physically. Instead, he said, because of your faith, your sins are forgiven.
耶稣看到也知道人心里面在想什么。
Jesus can see, Jesus could see and also know what people were thinking.
所以这个时候他就接下去讲说，为了证明人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，我吩咐你，对这个摊子说，我吩咐你起来，拿着褥子走吧。
So he said to prove that I have the power to forgive sin. Now I want to command this paralytic.To stand up and take your mat to walk away.
人所求的，人以为很急迫的事情是身体的医治。
For people, what they think is urgent is the healing of their body.
然而耶稣很清楚说，人其实有一个比身体得医治更重要的一个需要。
However, Jesus knew that what is more urgent, there's another need.More urgent than your physical healing.
更这个急迫也是更重要的一个需要。
It is more urgent and more important.
就是人的罪要先得赦免。
That a man's sins have to be forgiven first.
如果人只是身体得医治，那他的这个情况的缓解只是暂时的。
If a man just can be healed physically,And the problem can be solved temporarily.
那其他的问题会通过其他的方式不断的表现出来。
But other problems will persist.
只有有一天当人的罪得到赦免的时候，他才能够真正有一个永远的健康、永远的生命。
only men's sins are forgiven, till then he could have a healthy and forever life.
这是为什么耶稣基督在医治他身体上的疾病之前先赦免了他身体这个心灵当中的罪。
That's why before Jesus healed this man, he forgave his sin first.
今天我们在疫情当中，我们很盼望快点看到拐点。
Today, when we were dealing with the outbreak of a coronavirus, we were all hoping for the turning point.
我们都天天关注新闻，看什么时候疫苗啊，这些特效药什么时候能够研制成功哈，大家可以使用。
And we monitor news closely to see when the vaccine can be developed.
就像当初这个摊子一样，很急迫的求身体上的医治。
So it's just like this paralytic, he was in such a sense of urgency to be healed physically.
这些事情不是不重要。
I'm not saying that this is not important.
耶稣基督也没有忽略这个瘫子的身体上的需要。
Jesus didn't ignore his physical need to be healed.
但是呢，耶稣基督很清楚，人的一个更重要的需要，常常被人忽略的是人的灵魂得救。
However, Jesus also know that what is the more important need is the salvation of people's soul.
当初这个瘫子是因为身体上的问题被带到耶稣基督的面前。
At the time, this paralytic was carried to Jesus because of his physical needs.
今天呢，神也是借着这个疫情把人的心推到上帝的面前。
Today, God also used due to this coronavirus outbreak.God brought people in front of him.
神在借着这样的事情呢，来呼唤人悔改，接受上帝的赦免和拯救。
God was calling people to repent, to confess their sins and repent, so they can receive the grace of God.
首先呢，教会要悔改。
At first, churches have to be repent.
基督徒要悔改。
Christian has to repent.
因为将来的审判是先从神的家开始的。
Because the judgment will start from God's house.
做总统的，从上面掌权的到平民百姓都要悔改。
From the president to the public, everybody has to repent.
因为人若不悔改，只有一个结局在等待着人，就是灭亡。
Because there's only destruction waiting ahead if the people do not repent.
这是福音书从始至终一直在传递呼唤的一个信息，就是呼唤罪人悔改。
This is the only message from the beginning that God is calling sinners to repent.
耶稣一出来传递的第一个信息就是关于人的悔改进天国的信息。
The first message Jesus preached when he came outwas about the people's repent. And
当他在十字架上的最后一刻啊，他地上的生命到最后一刻的时候，他发出的第一个祷告也是关于悔改和赦免的这样一个祷告。
So his first prayer on the cross, before he died on the cross, is about calling people to repent.
当他从死里复活之后，即将要升天回到天父那里去之前，他讲的最后的一段的命令也是关于赦罪和悔改的信息。
So, after his resurrection, the last message he preached was also about the people's repent.
这是记载在马太福音的第24章。
This was recorded in the Matthew 24.
他吩咐他的门徒去往普天下去传扬这个福音。
He gave a command to his disciples to preach the gospel to all nations.
那这个福音的中心和重点是什么呢？
What's the message?
在路加福音24章46节到48节说，耶稣又对他们说， 照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。
On Luke 24:46, he tells them, this is what is written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and the repentance and the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witness of these things.
那后来门徒也是遵照主耶稣基督的吩咐，无论走到哪里传福音呢，都是要传悔改和赦罪的道。
And Jesus' disciples also followed his command. No matter where they went, they also preached about the message of repent and forgiveness.
在这里给大家两个例子哈，一个是彼得，一个是保罗。
I want to give you two examples here. One is about Peter, and the other is about Paul, Apostle Paul.
彼得在五旬节讲道的时候，
When Peter was preached on the day of Pentecost,
这是耶稣基督复活升天圣灵降临之后第一篇彼得所讲的道。
This is the first message Peter preached after Jesus went to heaven and the Holy Spirit was showered among the followers.
当他讲完这篇道以后，使徒行传二章三十七节记载说，众人听见这话觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
When Peter preaches the message of a repentance,From Acts chapter 2, verses 37, it says, When the people heard this, they were caught to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.
当保罗传福音啊，旅行到这个雅典的时候，
When Paul was preaching the gospel and arrived at Athens,
他所面对的这个听众跟彼得所面对的就完全不同。
He was dealing with a different audience from Peter.
彼得所讲话的对象是那些犹太人。
Peter was preaching to Jews.
保罗到了雅典是那些很有学问啊，那些的哲学家啊，那些的啊雅典人。
And Paul was Paul was preaching to those philosophers, those intellectuals in Athens.
但是呢，无论是彼得和保罗，不管面对什么样的这个听众，他们所传递的信息都是一样的。
But Peter and the Paul were preaching the same message, no matter what their audience were.
就是耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪死了。
Is that Jesus has died on the cross for our sin?
三天以后他从死里复活了。
He has risen on the third day.
如今所有认罪悔改的人都可以蒙受上帝的赦免的。
Whoever repent for their sins can be forgiven by God.
所以保罗在雅典面对这些知识分子，他所讲的信息是这样，他说，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
From the Acts, Paul gave this message. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent.
他称这些在世上被人看起来很有学问的人叫做蒙昧无知的人。
He called those intellectuals, you know, ignorant people.
当人不认识这位真神的时候，就陷在那种自以为很有知识，但实际上在神的面前是蒙昧无知的一种的状态。
So when people do not know God, those people may think themselves as intellectual. However, they look ignorant in God's eyes.
他不是在讲别人啊，他自己也是这样经历过来的。
Because he was not just talking about others, he himself is an example.
他以前在不认识耶稣基督之前，他去逼迫教会抓那些基督徒，把他们关在监牢里。
Before he knew Jesus Christ, he was the one who persecuted Christians.
但是后来他面对面见到了这个复活的耶稣基督。
But when he met Jesus Christ face to face,
他就认罪悔改。
He confessed his sin and repent.
他说我过去所行的是在我蒙昧无知的时候所做的。
He said that I have done such a foolish thing because I was ignored.
我以为是在服侍神。
I thought I was serving God.
但实际上我们是在他是在逼迫这位耶稣基督神的儿子。
Instead, he was persecuting Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
所以他借着他个人自己的经历呼唤这些很有学问的这些外邦人，告诉他们说，你以前不认识真神，是在蒙昧无知的状态，但是如今神在呼唤你认罪悔改。
So he was calling to those who think themselves as intellectual that you were actually ignorant, so you needed to repent.
因为神的赦免的恩典已经预备好了。
Because God has prepared his grace for those who are willing to repent.
只要人愿意认罪悔改接受耶稣基督的拯救，人就可以得到赦免。
As long as people are willing to confess their sins and repent, they can be forgiven by God.
什么是赦免啊？赦免最简单的说法呢，一个比喻呢，就是我们欠的债被免掉了。
What does forgive your sins mean? It means that you know our debtHas been removed.
我们借了很多的钱。
We may have borrowed a lot of money.
不是我们的，是别人的钱。
Those money are not ours. Those are other people's money.
这些钱一定要还上的。
We are supposed to give back.
不还的话，到时候这个债主会来追债的。
There will be a consequence from the debtor if we do not pay back.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们就是欠神的债。
When we commit a sin, we are in debt to God.
罪会在神的面前被审判的。
Our sins will be judged by God.
当耶稣基督代替我们死在十字架上之后。
However, when Jesus Christ died for us on the cross,
只要认我们的罪，上帝就会把我们过往的罪债一笔勾销。
As long as we are willing to confess our sins, all our sins will be forgiven.
过去的事情都可以一笔勾销，都过去了。
So all the sins will become a past.
让我们有一个重新的开始。
So we can have a new beginning.
再过两天大家可能就收到这个美国政府发的这个救灾的这个支票。
Maybe very soon in a few days you will receive a check from the US government to help the victim of coronavirus.
当国会通过这个法案，总统签署了这个法案之后，那笔钱就已经在那里。
When the Congress passed the bill and the president signed the bill, the money was already there.
当这个支票寄到我们信箱里的时候，我们要不要收呢？
When the check was mailed to our mailbox, are we supposed to receive it?
当然要收了。
Of course we want to receive it.
我想没有一个人会把这个支票退回去。
I don't think anyone of you will return the check.
这个钱已经在那里，只要我们收，这个钱就是我们的了。
So the money is already there as long as we are willing to take it, it's our money.
耶稣基督2000年前就已经钉死在十字架上了，我们的罪债他已经帮我们付清了。
2000 years ago, Jesus has died for us on the cross. He has already paid for our sin.
只要我们相信，我们接受的话， 赦免的恩典就到我们身上了。
As long as we are willing to believe and repent, we will be forgiven.
耶稣基督他讲了一个这个浪子的故事哈，让我明白什么叫赦免这个概念。
Jesus told us a story about the prodigal son, and he revealed what forgiveness means.
这个儿子欠了这个父亲好多。
This prodigal son has owed a lot to his father.
不光是他把父亲的钱拿去挥霍掉了。
Not only he spent all the money from his father.
他也没有照着父亲当着的尊重去尊重父亲。
And he didn't really show respect to his father, which his father deserved.
作为这个父亲的儿子，也毁坏了这个父亲在外面的名声。
He even ruined his father's reputation outside.
所以他欠这个父亲欠了很多的债。
So he owned so much debt to his father.
但是有一天，这个儿子觉悟过来，回到家里的时候。
But one day when he realized his mistake and went back home.
父亲没有先责备他。
The father didn't really scorn him.
而是张开他的怀抱去拥抱这个儿子。
Instead, he opened his arm to embrace this son.
这是在讲述我们天父对待我们这些人的这个态度。
This is how our heavenly father was treating us.
只要我们肯愿意回来认罪悔改，来认这位真神的时候。
As long as we are willing to confess our sins and repent and to know this true God,
我们天父已经张开了他的膀臂啊，准备来拥抱我们。
Our heavenly Father has already opened his arm, ready to embrace us.
救恩已经完成了。
The grace has already been completed.
耶稣基督在十字架上的祷告已经发出了。
Jesus has already offered his prayer on the cross.
他说，父啊，求你赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
He asked Heavenly Father to forgive their sin because they do not know what they have done.
无论是那些罗马的兵丁。
These include those Roman soldiers.
当他们把那个钉子钉到耶稣的手上脚上的时候，他们不知道他们所钉的就是上帝的儿子。
When they nailed Jesus on the cross, they have no idea they were nailing the Son of God.
耶稣基督的祷告也包括了身边的这两个强盗。
Those prayers also include two thieves on Jesus' two sides.
当他们不晓得的时候，他们在那里跟众人一样去嘲笑耶稣基督。
So, because when they did not know God, the Jesus Christ, who is Jesus Christ, they also mocking at Jesus, along with the other audience.
他们不晓得他们所嘲笑的对象就是能够拯救他们的那位救主。
They had no idea that the one they mocked can actually save them.
耶稣的祷告也包括在场的所有的百姓，那些官长和祭司长。
Jesus' prayer also covers those people who were watching, including the government officials, elders, and the priests.
也包括那些软弱逃跑三次否认耶稣基督的那些门徒。
Also included his disciple, even Peter who denied Jesus three times.
我们也看到神是怎样一个一个的回应了上耶稣基督的祷告。
And we also have witnessed how God answered Jesus' prayer.
罗马的百夫长在十字架底下认出耶稣是上帝的儿子。
The Roman official actually recognized Jesus as the Son of God under the cross.
跟耶稣同定的两个强盗当中的一个，在人生的最后一刻悔改认耶稣。
And the two thieves were nailed on the cross, repent. One of them repent at the last moment of his life.
门徒有能力再次回到复活的主耶稣基督的面前，都是因为耶稣基督所发出的这个向父神的呼求和祷告。
And Jesus' apostle was able to repent and get back to Jesus because the power of the prayer that Jesus offered to God.
耶稣基督的赦免是给每一个人的。
The forgiveness of Jesus Christ is for everyone.
他的祷告当中是包括每一个人的。
His prayer was for everyone.
所以当今天你我肯来到耶稣基督的面前认罪悔改的时候。
So today, when you and I are willing to come before Jesus Christ to confess our sins and repent,
我们可以同样经历上帝赦免的恩典。
We can experience His forgiveness and the grace.
所以我鼓励大家回应上帝呼召的这个让我们悔改的这个呼召。
So I want to encourage you to respond to God's calling us to repent.
今天我们就来认罪悔改，来接受上帝赦免的恩典。
So today we want to confess our sin and repent so that we can receive God's grace.
首先我鼓励我们当中的弟兄姐妹，我们来悔改。
First of all, I want to encourage our brother and sister to repent.
从一件事情开始。
We can do from starting from one thing.
最近一段时间，神有没有提醒你哪些的事情是你需要认罪的？
Has God remind you that there's one thing that you have to, the one thing you have to confess?
今天是复活节。
Today is the Easter Sunday.
让我们在这样一个复活节的特别的日子当中从悔改开始。
So that's started the Easter Sunday from repentance.
借着我们的悔改来经历耶稣基督复活的大能更新我们的生命。
So through our repentance, we can experience the power of Jesus' resurrection to renew our life.
今天来参加我们聚会的可能有一些是第一次的或者不常来参加我们聚会的朋友们。
So, there might be some the first time comer or people who don't come to our worship very often are now in the audience.
如果在我们当中有一些朋友从来没有向上帝做过祷告的。
If some of you have never prayed to God before,
特别是没有向耶稣基督认罪悔改做这个祷告的。
Especially those who have never confessed their sin to Jesus Christ.
我今天邀请你来到神的面前，就在你所在的地方，从心里来向神来祷告。
I want to invite you just from where you are to offer this following prayer to Jesus.
如果你愿意的话，你可以跟着我一起在心里做这个祷告。
If you're willing, you can pray in your heart, following me.
我在天上的父。
My heavenly father.
我从前不认识你。
I did not know you before.
也从来没有把你当作我的神。
And I have never accepted you as my God.
求你赦免我。
Please forgive my sin.
主耶稣基督啊，我从前不明白你钉十字架是为我的罪。
And dear Jesus Christ, I didn't know that you were crucified because of my sin.
我也不相信三天以后你从死里复活了。
And I didn't believe that you had risen on the third day of your crucifixion.
但今天在2020年的复活节呢，我愿意悔改。
However, on thisEaster Sunday in 2020, I am willing to repent.
今天我愿意来相信接受你的救恩。
Today, I'm willing to believe and receive your redemption.
感谢你在十字架上为我代替了我的罪受了刑罚。
And I want to give thanks to you that you have died for me on the cross.And take away the punishment I'm supposed to receive.
请你赦免我这个罪人。
Please forgive me as a sinner.
求你把永生赐给我。
Please give me the everlasting life.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.